Members of the Friends Society, known as Quakers, opposed war. This was part of the reason many of them migrated south from Pennsylvania during the French and Indian War. Hannah Milliken's Irish father William and American mother Jane moved the family to North Carolina by 1758. In doing so, they bypassed earlier immigrants to Virginia, including Colbert Blair, whose son Enos was born there. The Blairs moved to Guilford County in 1772. They were not Quakers, but Enos converted so he could marry Hannah 2 years later. Quaker religious services or meetings began on this hilltop in 1773. The congregation was probably named after a field with seven springs in it, likely downhill where small streams run now. Details of the first building are unknown. The current fourth building was built in 1926, but the third from 1858 still stands as a museum. Mary Hoggett of Scotland told her husband she wanted to be the first person buried in the woods here near the meeting house, and so she was in 1780. Exactly where is unknown. The first engraved stone in the graveyard is for John Brazelton the following year. Local tradition claims he was a Patriot soldier who hid in a barn nearby, but was stabbed through the hay by a Loyalist bayonet. Enos and Hannah lived near enough to attend meetings regularly with their children. They eventually had 13, but one of them died as an infant. The rest were nicknamed the 12 Tribes, a reference to the Jewish tribes that conquered ancient Palestine. As Quakers, the Blairs held no slaves. Hannah Blair is believed to have helped the Patriot cause as much as she could while respecting her pacifist faith. Frequently, Patriot militia or part-time soldiers and supporters would take to the woods in this region to hide when word came of Loyalist or Tory raids. Blair supposedly kept them supplied with food, clothing, and medicine, and ferried messages to them, much of the time pregnant, given she had a baby every year of the Revolution. She is said to have saved the lives of men she was hiding twice. One pair sought help at her home while being chased, the story goes. She put them in her corn crib and blithely continued shucking ears as the Tories failed to find them. Another time, the infamous Loyalist leader Colonel David Fanning arrived in search of a visiting patriot. When Fanning entered and demanded to look around, she supposedly said, "Thee may search as thee pleases," and continued mending a feather mattress she was sitting on. He left without success. She stood up, ripped open the mattress, and out popped the Patriot. On one of her mercy missions, she was captured by Tories. She claimed she was only helping a sick neighbor and refused to give up the Whigs. For her efforts, the Blair home and all their belongings were put to the torch. After the war, the United States is said to have recognized her service by giving her a veteran's pension, though evidence is lacking. Little is known about Enos. Some sources claim he served in the Patriot militia, but no documents of the time prove this, and it seems unlikely for an active Quaker. Sometime after Enos died, Hannah moved in with a son in Randolph County, but she was back in this area when she died at 95. Enos's father, Colbert, may have been a Loyalist. After the Patriot victory at the 1780 Battle of Kings Mountain in South Carolina, hundreds of prisoners were marched toward Hillsboro. In modern Winston-Salem, three Tory officers escaped, including Lieutenant Anthony Allaire. They headed for the British Army in South Carolina. Colbert had moved west to modern Catawba County and hosted the officers on November 10. "This good man secreted us in his fodder house and gave us the best his house afforded," Allaire wrote in his diary. They stayed 2 rainy days before Blair took them to another man who guided them to the Catawba River. William Milliken, Hannah's dad, became a Justice of the Peace, Register of Deeds, and Clerk of Court for Randolph County when it was formed in 1779. His house just west of today's Randleman was raided by Fanning as well. According to a neighbor's son, Milliken was away, and Fanning set the place on fire. Jane tried to remove a feather mattress, but Fanning's men used a stick to spread the burning feathers around the house. When this caused a yarn bundle to catch a flame, they supposedly taunted Jane, saying, "Look at your yarn, old woman!"